I have always said, you know, as I've dealt with paging in the past, one of my old catchphrases was paging is a perception. And what I meant by that was that it's not a device, it's not a specific technology. What we have to be thinking about is how are we going to architect communication systems that provide just that communication for the users that leverage the technology. And when we think about architecting the system, what we have to make sure of is that when messages are delivered, that they're delivering the correct context and prioritization so that the clinician can receive the message and react appropriately without having to really stop what they're doing and figure out how they're going to respond. I think in regard to BYOD, to kind of take a step back, pivot a little bit, we see BYOD happening in a lot of different industries right now, a lot of different verticals. I think the reason we're seeing that, obviously, is being driven by the user demand. Users started to bring their devices into organizations and use them because they were finding a lot of value in using these devices in their personal lives. They were able to be very efficient, able to look up information and leverage that information to communicate very effectively in their personal lives. So they started to realize, if I use this device in the workplace, I'm going to be more efficient in getting my job done. A healthcare provider realized, healthcare physicians and care providers realized, I can leverage this technology to better care for my patients. So they started to use them. A lot of organizations were apprehensive, I think, from a security perspective at first. But from our perspective at Spoke, I think the real key in the way that we design our applications is, number one, they're very secure and HIPAA-compliant solutions. So hospitals don't have to worry about, messages or information leaking. We provide remote wipe capabilities. We provide encryption. We provide passcodes. There's a lot of different things that we put in place to ensure that it's a secure environment. From the end-user perspective, the solution we provide is actually a really good solution in the BYOD scenario just in itself, the way that it's implemented. Because if I'm a physician and I have my own personal device, I can register with Spoke Mobile, our mobile app, and in doing so, I get access to the whole hospital directory, which is something that everyone can look up by name. At that point, I don't have to give out my personal phone number, which is actually really nice for me in a BYOD scenario. All of my messages are then put into a separate inbox where I don't have to have all of my personal stuff mixed in with work life. I also have status options, so I can put myself on a non-available status when in the event that I'm on vacation and I don't want to be reached. So there's a lot of different things that actually benefit the end user very directly. And on top of that, we're not using any kind of management. It's all just an individually containerized app. So it really doesn't offend some of our end users' concerns about privacy and patients. So I think if you look at the solution from the end user perspective as well as from the organizational perspective, it's a really good secure solution that also gives the end user the peace of mind that they're able to separate work from personal life.